Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's start with the big news of the week, and that is former President Trump indicted by a grand jury. He will turn himself in Tuesday afternoon. You know, Len, from a Democrat perspective, what was your first reaction to the news?
Well, my first reaction was that Donald Trump, you know, in all likelihood is going to be held accountable for these charges. Now, he's certainly entitled to the presumption of innocence. He's a very wealthy man, so he'll be able to certainly afford the best legal talent to defend him that money can buy. But, you know, like everyone else, no one is above the law. And no matter how rich and powerful and famous one is, they still have to play by the same rules as everybody else.
You know, Len, two former prosecutors looked at this and decided not to bring charges. Do you think they're this... Because obviously it's being viewed as biased. Do you think it's rightfully being viewed as biased, being from a Democratic district attorney?
You know, I think the facts are going to have to play out, and the facts will tell the story. Keep in mind, there's also other investigations going on at the same time. January 6th, you know, certainly the attack on the Capitol where people were killed and died. You know, what's going on in Georgia about trying to overthrow the election results in Georgia, where Trump is actually on tape, you know, talking to the elections officials. And there's others as well, documents, sexual assaults. There's a number of investigations going on. So, you know, I think what we've seen this week is a lot of people saying, well, this one's more important than the other. So I guess what we're going to see is, you know, this prosecutor is bringing this case. We'll have to see if it meets, if it has merit or not. Again, he's presumed innocent until proven guilty. And again, he's going to have all kinds of resources to defend himself. So we'll see. But it's likely that other, and keep in mind, you know, fraud is not a term that is uncommon being used with Donald Trump. Right now, his own chief fiscal officer, Alan Weisselberg, is sitting in Rikers Island, convicted of a crime that he carried out while working for Trump. It's just so, you know, Trump University had to pay a $25 million fine for defrauding its students. So, you know, I think Trump has been very successful up until now avoiding legal accountability, and maybe his time is up and he's going to face something this time. But again, we'll have to see. The facts will tell the story more than anything else.
I got to ask you this, and I know you're from the Democrat Party, but just, you know, your time in politics, you know politics very well. You've observed this. Obviously, right now, the former president is getting on his side of the aisle a lot of support, right? A lot of money to his campaign. As the indictment is released, and as you said, other indictments may come, do you think that has the opposite effect on those poll numbers that we are now seeing go up after this announcement?
Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump, aside from, you know, having been very a very wealthy, successful businessman, is also an entertainer. I mean, he had the show. Part of Trump's political appeal, certainly compared to his Republican opponents when he ran in 2016 and a lot of them that are opposing him today, is he's an entertaining figure that's able to win over support just because of some of the outlandish things he says and does. And I'm not surprised at all that amongst his base, which is about 30% of the electorate throughout the country, are going to be, like, you know, keep in mind, Joe, he himself said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and my supporters wouldn't care. I mean, he has a mesmerizing ability to convince his supporters that he can do anything and is never guilty of anything. And so let's see how, if this works when he's in a court where the facts and figures will probably tell the story.
Now, I want to get to the budget, but before I do, one last question on this. It's from a Siena research poll that polled New Yorkers, and a majority of New Yorkers on the right and on the left say that both political parties have gone to the extremes. I want to know your thoughts on that, because I think back to when you were the chairman, Lynn, and you know, I think back 15 years ago, this, you know, I don't feel we were as divided as we are now, and I don't think that poll number would have been the same. Why do you think there is this thought by a majority of New Yorkers that both parties have gone too far to the extreme?
Well, my thought is that politics, unfortunately, has become entertainment. With the advent of, you know, cable news, talk radio, websites, all the different, all the different spin that we hear every day. You know, years ago when I grew up, it was Channel 2, 4, and 7, WBN Radio, WGR, and that was about it. We now have constant political drama going on throughout the day, and certainly people are going to get, you know, hooked on some of it. Now, do I think everybody in politics today is on the extreme left or right? No, I don't. I think a lot of people are right smack in the middle. I think Kathy Hochul's in the middle. I think Joe Biden's in the middle. But yeah, do I think there are extremes within the Democratic Party on the left? Sure. And do I think there's a tremendous extreme on the right in the Republican Party? Absolutely. The question comes down to is who's in control of which party? I think the moderates, for the most part, are prevalent in the Democratic Party. I think the reason we're able to take back the Senate or keep the Senate and almost win back the House against prevailing winds was because our party was in the middle. It was dealing with everyday problems, not culture wars, but dealing with, you know, the ability to fund education, people to pay health care, get jobs, get job training. That's where most people are. The culture wars are something that have been invented over the past number of years, and it obscures the need to discuss real issues, real concerns that people have. And that's my feeling on these things.
And again, that Siena research poll, Democrats and Republicans both think both parties are to the extreme, and we'll see how that plays out. Now, speaking of that poll, it focused a lot on the budget in Albany, obviously missing the deadline. Len, you were a chairman when there were a lot of budgets going on, and this one seems to be over two things: bail reform and this proposed gas ban. When you hear of the issues going on in Albany, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, I was actually in Albany this week talking to some of the legislators. There's no doubt that bail reform, probably more than anything, is what's holding up the adoption of the budget. I think Kathy Hochul, our governor from Buffalo in Western New York, is right that judges need to be given more discretion in determining sentences, and they should be pre-described by, you know, pre-existing law. So I think Kathy Hochul is doing the right thing in trying to ground this debate in reality, and that's saying, look at the over. Matter of fact, Joe, I saw the poll that you're referring to, the Siena poll. Overwhelmingly, the people in New York State agree with her that something's got to be done to moderate the issues when it comes to bail and the disposition of crime in this state. So, on the issue of gas stoves, I think that's an issue that's going to certainly play out. I think a lot of people are confused by a lot of it. What does it pertain to right now, which I believe it doesn't. I think it's something that's primarily going to be focused on in the future. And I think there's a lot more public education that is needed. But people are certainly going to understand that we need to reduce the carbon footprint to a great degree in our country and in our world today. And going to electric electric vehicles are one of the vehicles, one of the ways to do that. So let's see where that goes. But right now, I think the budget is being held up because of the bail reform issue. And I think that's going to get resolved hopefully sometime this week.
Len, before I let you go, we started talking about former President Trump. I just want to ask you again, from a Democratic perspective, President Joe Biden has not announced if he will run for re-election. What are your thoughts, and would you like to see him run for re-election?
Yeah, I think Joe Biden has done a good job. People say, oh, he's too old. Well, Donald Trump is just a couple of years younger. Biden has shown what he can do. And I think it's a tribute to a person who's taken care of himself, has reached, certainly 80 years of age, still able to run this country and most importantly, you know, profess issues and offer legislation that the vast majority of the people in this country favor, you know, be it health care, be it aid for education, help for our seniors, help for, people struggling to get jobs. And I support the president. I think he's probably going to run for re-election. I think most people, Republican and Democrat, would probably in the future like to see younger people running for office. But right now, you know, we've got the cast of political leaders that we have, and we'll deal with what we have.
Hey, Len, as always, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, Joe, always nice to talk to you. All the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.